Dan with Virtual Administrator. I am on the phone with Justin Reinmuth from McCormick & Reinmuth Insurance Agency. And Justin's on the call with us. He's going to talk to us a little bit about E&O insurance and a little bit about, you know, how that relates to managed services and to the tech industry. And, you know, stuff that's just, it's not talked about enough, you know, where we're in this situation where we're dealing with a vast amount of liability, and our job as MSPs is to basically, you know, help mitigate that liability for our customers. But, you know, what's protecting us? And I think, you know, Justin has some really good things to say about that, and that's why I have him on the call with us today. So, Justin, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself a little bit and tell us a little about, you know, what it is that you do and how you got into the industry and how you help.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Again, my name is Justin Reinmuth. I'm with McCormick & Reinmuth Insurance. You know, we're a leading insurance provider of technology E&O, errors and omissions insurance, to the IT industry. I actually, had cut my teeth in the IT industry myself. I was involved with an application development firm, consulting firm down in Dallas, Texas, for several years before everything went offshore, and kind of what forced my hand out of it. So I've been in the industry, and you know, now I've been able to take that experience. And when I first started out, you know, basically I was a generalist agent where I was doing a lot of different types of insurance just to understand, you know, the industry. Now I've been able to specialize, and for the last, you know, 5 years I've been doing nothing but E&O, errors and omissions insurance to the IT industry. So I've been able to marriage both my IT background and my insurance knowledge into one area.
Wow, that's really cool. So why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about what E&O is, and you know, especially as MSPs, why we need it.
Absolutely. I can't tell you, Dan, how many times when I talk to a lot of clients or prospects before their clients is, you know, a lot of people don't realize that your standard general liability policy, that, you know, that $500 policy that you get from your local agent, it has what, and all policies have these, they have what's called a professional services exclusion, okay? And what that is there for is if any professionals are providing services to a client and customer for a fee, and they're making recommendations, i.e. a doctor, attorney, a lawyer, architect, engineer, insurance, technology company, we all have exclusions on there that prevent our general liability policies from answering any third-party claims, okay? So now enters in what we call, you know, professional liability / errors and omissions / malpractice insurance. And what that does is that gaps the coverage between the general liability policy and the exposure that you have for the services you're providing for your clients. And I always bring up that, you know, because when I'm first starting to work with people, that, you know, E&O policies aren't necessarily all about negligence, right? I mean, they're really about the allegations of negligence. And what I mean by that is I just had a client last summer, that was sued for libel, slander, and defamation. And they hadn't done anything that was wrong, ultimately, to what the courts had said, but we spent $1.2 million defending them.
Wow.
So, wow. So that's what I mean by it's not about negligence, it's about allegations, because you're going to have to defend the reputation of the business, whether those allegations are frivolous or not. But it can still result in lost productivity and legal costs that will exceed, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
So that was basically $1.2 million to prove that they were innocent, is what you're
Absolutely.
Telling me. Wow.
Yep.
That's unbelievable. That's a lot of money.
It is. And I don't know many, you know, IT companies that could, withstand those type of lawsuits.
Sure. Yeah, that would shut down a lot of guys.
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing, you know, now that you determined, hey, listen, I need to purchase E&O, errors and omissions insurance, you know, I think what I always tell my clients, the first thing you need to do is you need to get with an agent or an agency that specializes in this, okay? And what I mean by that is that, you know, again, insurance, if I use a medical analogy, you know, I'll use a doctor, for example. A general practitioner knows a lot about a lot of different things, but he might not know, you know, he might not specialize and have the greatest knowledge in one particular, facet of medicine, which is why you go to a specialist, okay? And the same holds true, you know, when you're dealing with, an IT or an agent itself. Just because you're an insurance agent, you know, or an attorney, doesn't mean that you know a lot about, you know, that you know all that you should about one specific, you know, industry or one specific area of practice. And so, you want to make sure that much like if you were going to go and you needed to hire somebody for your business, you wouldn't hire a divorce attorney, right? You'd hire a lawyer that actually is involved in in the business
industry.
Community.
Yeah, sure.
And so I you want to make sure that you get with somebody that's a specialist and not necessarily a generalist in this industry, because they're going to know, they're going to keep up to date with, all the regulations, the notification that you need to be aware of, the network security protocols that, as you guys are involved in managed services, when you're logging into your client site remotely, you've got to have a good cyber liability package to your E&O policies. And a lot of carriers, quite honestly, won't address it. And sometimes those that do don't do it at a premium that I would say is reasonable. So, somebody that does this day in, day out is probably going to be able to bring your cost down substantially.
Gotcha. So not only does it make sure that they're giving you a package that actually makes sense for your business, but it also saves you money, ultimately.
Absolutely.
Ultimately.
And I always tell Dan, too, there's five areas when you're going to purchase an E&O policy that you want to pay attention to. The first one is going to be your technology products liability. Okay, so if it's there for companies that are manufacturing and developing software products, but it's also going to be there for companies that are licensed, leased, and resell software. So again, if you're doing something and you're working with one of Norton's products and it just wasn't properly QA tested and something goes awry, you're going to be drug into the lawsuit, and that's where I go back to defense costs. You could spend $30,000 or $40,000 getting yourself out of it, but you're going to be brought into the lawsuit. So you want to make sure that you've got, the first insuring agreement is going to be technology products liability. The second one's probably the broadest one, and that's what we call your technology-based services. And that's really there for, I always tell people, for income and data loss claims. So if something you do results in a client losing their data, you're moving information from one server to another and you lose that data, that's going to be there to protect it. It's also going to be if you're doing some work and you shut down your client's systems and they can't operate for a day or two, they're going to hit you with some sort of income claim. So that's going to need to be there to protect any income claims. And then thirdly, if you're just securing their networks and providing some security type work, it's going to be there in place if they experience a breach in their own system. So that's probably the biggest one where you see, a lot of the claims come in.
Sure.
So I would say that's the second one you got to pay attention to. The third one,
I'm sorry, just to interrupt real quick. I just wanted to clarify. So on the second one, if they're offering like a backup type service and then the backup turns out to have failed, not necessarily that happens too often, hopefully, God forbid, but if it were to do that, then this kind of a insurance policy would be there to protect the MSP in that kind of a situation.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
And so Dan, I know that people don't want to, think that goes on, but I've seen, and they're not huge, but they might be, $10,000-$15,000, but I see claims like that. Again, not all the time, but more common than I'd like to see them, where, either it was backed up partially or, a quarter, and it just wasn't backed up completely, and now we're in an E&O situation.
Sure. Okay. Go ahead.
The third one I point out, you and I talked a little bit about it, is what we call electronic media liability. So that's there for libel, slander, defamation, plagiarism, copyright, trademark lawsuits. So, again, with social media and everything that's going on right now, if one of your employees accidentally puts something out there about some of your competition and they don't like it, they deem it as libel or slander, you can get hit with a lawsuit like that. And like we said earlier in the call, I had to defend a client to the tune of $1.2 million over something like that.
Wow.
So the media liability, and then if you're doing any sort of software development, it's also there for the copyright and the trademark lawsuits. Now the fourth and the fifth one is what's becoming more and more critical to managed service providers, and it's known as what we call cyber liability insurance. And it's made up of two components, network security, and the second part is privacy liability. Okay, so when we say network security, that's going to be the inability of you yourself to protect a third party from gaining access to your computer systems and ultimately maybe your client's computer systems, right? Or if you transmit a virus. So the example I use is that if you are subject to some sort of unauthorized access, and then those people that are behind that hack are able to access all your client's information, and you don't have network security, you essentially have no coverage. Okay, and what this leads into is, you know, A, they could, you know, shut those people down, or there, again, could be some sort of income or data loss. But the part that I really worry about is the privacy aspect of it. You know, if they're able to access your client's computer systems and they get, you know, health records, business trade secrets, financial documents, you know, all of a sudden now, you know, we're worried about third-party privacy lawsuits that are going to come our way. And most states, 46 of the 50 states, have what we call data breach notification rules, where you have to notify the individual businesses or the individuals themselves that, hey, listen, a breach might have happened while your data was in our care, custody, and control. So the latest numbers I saw was back in 2010, it's about $202 per person. So if you look at and say, I've got a client base of 300 clients, and you have to send everybody out the letter and then the monitoring from all three credit bureaus, you know, at $202 a pop, you're looking at a $60,000 claim, you know, just for that. Now what happens when they have to notify, if it's a doctor's office and they have to notify all 500 of their patients at $202 per person, now you're looking at another $100,000 on that. So you can see how this adds up, and it adds up quickly.
Yeah, and that's money that a general, you know, it's just a general business liability policy wouldn't cover, right?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, okay. So that's definitely, that's good to know.
Right. And, you know, as we get into, you know, HIPAA, the laws with HIPAA are starting to be a little bit more closely monitored. And GLB, Gramm-Leach-Billy, you know, Sarbanes-Oxley. I mean, there's just a lot of, you know, regulatory defense costs and, you know, privacy costs that can add up. I mean, I've seen them, you know, where they've been in the millions of dollars for, you know, 300, 400 mishandled patient records. So
now you've told me that you represent, over 450 companies right now. How many claims are you typically seeing from these companies, if you're allowed to release this information,
on a regular
basis?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, The claims, I might see 5 to 10 a year, okay? But of that, I would say that probably 40 to 50, almost half of them are generally pretty big, you know? Like, you know, just I can think over the last 2 years, a couple that come to mind is, you know, again, the libel, slander, defamation at $1.2 million. We had another client that violated somebody's copyright and trademark, and the claim was $300,000. And then we had somebody that was, you know, going through some sort of reseller program, and they were reselling some software, Microsoft software, and they didn't license it correctly. And so Microsoft came, and the payment was $101,000. So, they tend to be, when you see these claims, you know, they don't happen as frequently as, you know, as you would think, but when they do happen, usually a company cannot sustain it, or they would have to work out some sort of payment plan where they pay $10,000 over the next 10 years.
Well, that, I mean, what you're telling me, so the numbers that you're giving me, it works out to be somewhere between 1 and 5% chance that you're going to get hit with a pretty, pretty big claim. I mean,
that's pretty high. Yeah,
I mean, that's not a number to you know, to snuff at. You can't just take that risk. It's a risk.
Right.
And, you know, especially when you're in this industry and you're dealing with, you know, a lot of our partners dealing with a lot of data, you know, especially when they're offering backup solutions. And, you know, they're also dealing with RMM tools. RMM tools give you basically unlimited access to your customers' machines. So, you know, you're talking about those the privacy and the intrusion, you know, security intrusion type policies and stuff like that. I mean, that stuff, I mean, you know, literally the only thing that has to happen is if you accidentally leave your computer signed on overnight and someone breaks into your office, I mean, that's how easy it could be to have a breach on your hands and then have to be dealing with claims or, you know, lawsuits are unfortunately more common than I wish they were, where, you know, the customer just takes you to court. You may not even know why until it happens.
And the interesting thing is that, you know, a lot of people will approach me and say, you know, Justin, I mean, how much does a policy like this cost? And, you know, I get this a lot, where they think it's going to be, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And, typically when I work with a managed service, provider, let's say they're $500,000 in revenue. With the cyber liability onto their E&O policy, they can pick up coverage with a $1,000 deductible for $1,100 a year. If you take that same client and they go up to $1 million in revenue, your deductible might go from $1,000 to $2,500, or you could keep it, you might be able to keep it the same depending on the carrier. You're looking at maybe $1,400. So again, for a $1 million company to have a $1,400 cyber liability policy that has breach notification and regulatory costs for $1,400 through this association is unbelievable pricing.
That is really good. Now I'm wishing that I had that when I ran my business, but thankfully I lucked out and didn't run into any trouble, but I did not know this. And this is why I think this call is important. Why, when we were talking about this, that I thought it would be really good to share with our partners, because it's like, this is the stuff that you don't know. These are the things that get you when you're not looking. And, I think that's really important. So, kind of on that note, I mean, is there anything that, you would like to share, with our partners that you think, some of the gotchas of dealing with insurance or dealing, just in the industry in general that they might not see coming? Is there something, things along those lines that you would like to share?
Yeah, well, I think two things. One, to the point of getting a quote. The other thing that we've done is we've made it real simple. We have a one-page, what we call quick quote form or questionnaire. It takes about 3 or 5 minutes, and from that it allows me to get the quotes from these carriers. So it doesn't involve a lot of time, whereas I know – I talked with clients before that we've worked with them, where they have to fill out 9 pages of an application, it just becomes, they don't want to spend an hour doing so. So we've simplified the process. But, one thing that I always work with my clients too that's a little bit different that I don't know if a lot of people do, but is marketing your E&O. You can actually, turn it into a cash cow. And what I mean by that is that if you hand your client a certificate of insurance and you say to them, hey, Mr. Doctor, Mr. Lawyer, Mr. Accountant, whoever this may be, the school district, hey, here's a copy of my insurance. And as you can see, not only do I carry E&O, but I carry cyber liability. So if your data is in my care, custody, and control, and there is a breach, this policy is going to pay for it, right? What that might do is that might spark that client to go back to their current provider and say, hey, can I get a copy of your insurance? With your E&O policy, do you guys have cyber liability? Can you get me over a certificate that says that? And then if they don't have that and your rate is roughly the same as theirs, now they know if they put their information with you and there is a breach, that their data is going to be not only protected in terms of recreating the data, but also if they have to notify their clients, when they sue the policy, they know that they're going to get that money back. So, it's a huge marketing tool, and a lot of people out there aren't using their insurance to market. But I have clients, whether it's a guy in Miami, Florida that called me that closed a managed service with a credit union, another one in L.A. that closed a financial, just because they marketed their E&O insurance to their clients. So
wow.
It's kind of a differentiator, and I think that if you're doing it, we're always looking for that wedge and something that differentiates ourselves. I definitely think if you're having this conversation, the people that you're competing against are probably not having that. And depending on their size, they might not be able to afford the E&O and the cyber liability by not working through a specialist chain or a channel that specializes in this. So, the cost, it might be cost prohibitive, and it's easily something out there. If you're marketing, you should be able to close the deal.
Yeah, no, definitely. And actually, that's kind of funny, because when you were saying that, that they would go and ask the other service provider, there's probably a good chance they won't even know what that insurance is. They probably haven't heard of it. And it's a credential. I mean, that's what you're telling me, right? It becomes a credential where it's like, look, everyone has, everyone can go out there and say, hey, I have A-plus certified engineers, or I have, MCSE, or I have Cisco certification, or, any of those, big names. But then when you go and you tell them, look, not only are we covering you because we're because MSPs, really they're operating very much like insurance in many ways, where they are removing the risk from the customer, but this becomes just another step in that direction where it's like, look, not only are we removing the technological risk from your company, but we're removing the liability, the monetary risk from your company.
Absolutely. And I think it's a conversation
deal.
I think it's a conversation you need to have with your clients, because you're kind of doing them a disservice – if you don't have it, because they might not be aware. Now, it's becoming more and more common. You know, I do a lot of work with clients that do work with, you know, hospitals or big law firms. And these clients now are mandating that they get certificates of insurance with the cyber liability noted at limits sometimes up to $5 million. So I think that the clients are becoming more and more educated, and some of them now are starting to ask, you know, for this type of coverage. So, you know, the worst case for your managed service providers, it's credibility. But at the best case, like I said, you know, they're A, properly protecting their company, but, you know, and then their livelihood to that matter. But B, you know, they also, you know, it can use it as, again, as a marketing tool. And if it closes one out of 20 deals, that's one client that you had before you started.
Yeah. No, that's great. That's fantastic. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and start wrapping up. Is there anything that you would like to close with? Maybe tell us a little bit about what you do specifically. Obviously, we have a pretty clear idea at this point, but why don't you go ahead and just, you know, sum it up and outline it, and you know, how someone may be able to get in touch with you and work with you.
Sure. Yeah, again, the name is Justin Reinuth, and the last name is R-E-I-N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, U-T-H. You can reach we're headquartered here in Columbus, Ohio. The telephone number, toll-free, is 800-722-4540. Again, 800-722-4540. Or you can shoot me an email at Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N, dot Reinuth, R-E-I-N-M-U-T-H, at M as in Mary, R as in Robert, hyphen or dash, I-N-S.com. And you know, if they reference that you know, they're coming from the association, you know, we'll make sure that, you know, we've got some special pricing in place. You can email me; I can send you over the one-page quick quote form of the questionnaire, and then you know, we can get your pricing. And you know, again, hopefully, you know, we can help you out in terms of protecting the company, and hopefully use it as a revenue generating tool for you.
Fantastic. Well, I'll make sure that your contact information is available with this recording as well. So it should be, you know, look around the page if you're listening in. and you should be able to get a hold of Justin. And then also, you know, as he mentioned, you know, make sure that you mention that you're coming from Virtual Administrator. And you know, as Justin just mentioned, you know, he'll have something special in store for you. So very cool. Well, Justin, thank you so much for being on the call and giving us a little bit of education into this. You know, it's you know, as I mentioned at the beginning, it's an area that is just not really considered. It's not known about. It's something that, you know, you don't look into until it's usually too late. And you know, obviously, we want to dodge that bullet. So, thank you so much for being on the call with us.
Thanks again, Dan.
All right.